Section 136 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Jill Brenneman. H. Had I had time for all that might be said, had my limits allowed it, happily for us, hardly less marvelous, hardly will anyone venture to say, have I exaggerated, have you ever noticed, having taken a view of, having thus described what appears to me, he is the best prophet who. He seems at times to confuse. He was an eminent instance of. He who is insensible to. Hence arises a grave mischief. Hence, as I have said, hence it follows. Here again the testimony corroborates. Here arises the eternal question. Here comes the practical matter. Here for a moment I seem. Here, however, it may be objected. Here I am considering. Here I end my illustrations. Here I must pause for a moment. Here I only insist upon. Here I ought to stop. Here is another strange thing. Here is good hope for us. Here is no question. Here, let me meet one other question. Here, then, I am brought to the consideration. Here, then, I take up the subject. Here, then, is the key. Here, then, it is natural at last. Here, then, we are brought to the question. Here, then, we are involved. Here, undoubtedly, it is. Here we cannot but pause to contemplate. Here we come into direct antagonism with. Here we come to the very crux of. Here we have it on high authority. History is replete with predictions. Hitherto, I have only spoken of. Holding this view, I am concerned. How can we help believing? How do you account for? How does it happen? How human language staggers when. How infinitely difficult it is. How infinitely superior it must appear. How is this to be explained? How many a time? How momentous, then? How much better, I say, if. How much more rational it would be. How shall I attempt to enumerate? How shall I describe to you? However, I am viewing the matter. However, I will not in any way admit. However, it is to me a very refreshing thing. End of section 136. This recording is in the public domain.